Hey guys, Robert here, writer and producer of Chair of Swords. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes.
Seven Lamb Productions presents Chair of Swords. Episode 11, The Bad Guy. The next part of our story follows Sammy. That's right, Sammy. The guy who started out nice, but isn't now. Some weird character development and some quick writing turned Sammy from a saint to sinner in one episode flat. Maybe it's good writing, maybe it's bad writing. But it's probably bad. Anyway, Sammy had left the Wall Watch after breaking Crom's legs and tickling Rudd. He headed into a near village and damned near burned the whole place down. He then raped and pillaged until there was nothing left.
Yes! Yes! Burn! Burn!
Sammy began to prance through the ashy streets.
Everything is so beautiful. Destruction is what I do best now. Being nice was oh so boring.
Hey! There he is! That is the one who burned my house to the ground!
What? Little old me? I would never do such a thing.
It was you! I see matches in your hand.
And that is the man who raped my wife.
And he killed my cow!
Sammy did nothing but smirk and continue prancing. He said that destruction is what he does best now, but by God, you should see his prancing. That shit was beautifully executed.
It was all so fun. I very much love being bad.
Get him!
A mob of villagers tackled Sammy and tied him up good. They dragged him to the public square.
Off with his head!
Kill him good!
Kick him in the balls first!
That is when an old man appeared. He pushed his way through the crowd and over to Sammy.
Wait, wait, we mustn't kill him.
Why the hell not? He killed my cows!
And he beat me grandma to a pulp!
And he stole all my goods!
And he said I was a whore.
Sarah, you are a whore.
Am not.
You are the village bicycle.
What is a bicycle?
Something everyone fucks.
I still want him dead.
Me too. I agree with the whore. Off with his head.
Now we must be brought to justice. As soon as the first house fell from fire, I sent word to the king's guard. They are to send reinforcements soon. They shall make sure he pays for what he has done.
I will not be paying for a thing.
But you will. Come with me.
Where are you taking him?
To the crossroads. I shall meet the king's guard thither. Now come on, you fat shame.
The old burly man, known as Gerwin, threw Sammy onto his horse and rode off towards the crossroads.
There. We are far enough from the village now.
Far enough for what? I do not see this king's guard.
The king's guard is not coming.
What do you mean?
Let me untie you.
Are you not afraid I may attack?
I am not afraid of you. Do you know who I am?
Jonathan McIntosh?
Who is this Jonathan McIntosh?
I do not know. I was taking a wild guess.
No, my name is Endo Gerwin.
Oh my God, not THE Endo Gerwin?
The very same. You know the name?
No, I was mocking you. I'm an asshole now.
Yes, I'm aware. Arson, rape, thievery, murder. All things I like.
Is that right? Are you an asshole too?
I am worse than an asshole.
What is worse than being an asshole?
I am a prick.
You're that bad?
Yes. Maybe you have heard of the murder at Salt Lake.
I have. 40 people were murdered there.
That were me. What about the horror at Temple Grand?
17 people were skinned alive.
How do you think I made this coat?
That is diabolical.
What about the terror at Tristan Towers?
I did not hear of that story.
Well, let me just say you will. And there were so much rape and pillaging that even I thought I overdid it.
Have you always been bad?
Ever since I came out me mom and slapped her for taking too long during labor. What about you, fat one? Have you always been bad?
I was shown the way of the dark side. Never knew it could be so fun.
You are a demented one. I like that.
What do you want with me?
I have a gang of no-good-doers. We call ourselves the bad guys.
Really? The bad guys? Sounds pretty weak.
It was the first name that popped into my head.
Next time, wait a few minutes for the second name to pop in your head. That one's terrible.
Very well. I saw the devastation you caused back there. We could use a guy like you.
And what if I choose not to join the gang?
Then maybe I will kill you.
I would be careful. I'm always armed. I have a machete on my person right now.
Where? I do not see such a weapon.
I hide it where one may not be able to see it. Duh.
Where?
It is in my butt.
You hide a machete in your butt? Is that not painful?
I put it in handle first.
Still?
Yes, it can be quite uncomfortable.
Join my gang and be done with this nonsense.
And if I do, what shall I get in return?
A lifetime of debauchery.
Oh, I do love that word now, and I love even more what it means.
Well?
If I am to join, I would like if we chose a better name.
Like?
Let me think of a better name for said gang.
It needs to speak to us. It must encapsulate the very worst of the worst.
How about the arseholes? The fuckers. No good. What if we combine them and be the arsehole fucker? No, never mind. I did just hear myself say that out loud. Not the best of names. What about the jerks?
I would rather stick with bad guys.
The dreadful posse?
No.
The hateful bunch?
No.
The hateful eight?
There are 5 of us.
We could get more people.
No.
The awful dudes?
Getting worse.
The shocking 6.
Again, there are 5 of us.
I'm sure we could find one more bad man to join us.
No.
The horrible hatchets?
I do not own a hatchet.
The ungodly bunch?
But I believe in the gods.
The boondock saints. I like that one.
What does that mean?
The disgusting guys.
I bathe.
The hideous riders?
I think on my good days I look quite handsome.
The magnificent 7?
Except we are killing villagers. Many would hardly think of us as magnificent.
This is harder than I did believe.
We need an adjective that describes us perfectly.
I agree. Let me rattle off a bunch and we'll settle on one.
Good, good. I love lightning rounds.
Here we go. Shameful.
No. Love being bad.
Nasty.
No, I'm quite hygienic.
Offensive.
No, I do not curse too often.
Abominable.
No, not a snowman.
Foul.
No, not a chicken.
Sleazy.
No. Do not sleep around.
Dire?
Like the wolf.
Hungry?
Like the wolf.
Beastly?
But we are men.
Depressing.
But being bad makes me happy.
Repulsive.
Favorite Roman Polanski film, I think.
Reprehensible.
I do not know what that word means.
Lousy?
Now you are just being rude.
Never mind, this is much too hard. Let's stick with the bad guys.
Oh yes, a suitable name indeed.
So,
Sammy joined Indo Gerwin and the bad guys. They roamed the countryside and wreaked so much havoc, some may say it was too much havoc. I wouldn't say that, but that's just me. The bad guys pillaged a small village on the far side of Antlin. Afterwards, they rested in a small wooded area. They made a fire and went through the items they had stolen. Sammy pulled out a pipe and had himself a good old smoke.
Ah, this is the life. I very much enjoy this. I used to love being good, but boy, that was dumb of me. May I ask, how did you manage to escape imprisonment in the Wall Watch for so long?
They tried to make us stay at the Wall Watch, but we escaped.
So you were once a Wall Watcher?
We all were. Years and years ago.
Gerwin took Sammy's pipe and had a puff. Sammy did not like the way he snatched it out of his hands, but he did not make a scene.
You know, word has it that dark times are coming.
We are the dark times.
That line was so badass that Gerwin nearly choked on his smoke. But Sammy did not move. He just smirked and snatched the pipe back.
Now what village will feel our wrath next?
Chair of Swords, written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Robert M. Lamb, Amber Simpson, and Adam Jetmore. Starring Nick Englehart, Amy Luray, Jack Austin, Brian Messi, Ashley Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Robert M. Lamb, Alicia T., Brett Wilkins, Jose Caraballo, Jay Moron, Kaylin Boyd, Mike Lenhart, April Cadmus Marsh, Victor M., Ryan Groschi, Seth York, Ryan Wiggs, John Lazavet, Chris Cardozano, Caitlin Core, Ashley York, Hope Ennis, Brian Eames, and Arlene Toro. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Soundsnap.com. Visit www.7lamb.com or www.blogtalkradio.com/7lamb for more fictional podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review on iTunes.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.